KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 27 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Our forecast is calling for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today, a high of 38. In Southwest Iowa news, two teenagers from Red Oak were arrested last night for disorderly conduct. Red Oak police report 17-year-old Devin Lee Smith and 16-year-old Derek Lee Red, both of Red Oak, were taken into custody at around 8:25 p.m. in the 100 block of East Elm Street in Red Oak. The teens were cited and later released to their parents. The leader of the regional agency serving Southwest Iowa Public Schools says the Farragut and Hamburg school districts are facing some major decisions. The proposal for merging the two small districts failed a little over a week ago. Green Hills Area Education Agency Chief Administrator Lane Plugey said the two districts will be asking state administrators for extra spending authority, or they'll need to make some drastic cuts.
In fact, the workout plan in Farragut talks about reducing half their certified staff, and they also are having some corrective action plans for an accreditation visit, and there'll be a follow-up one after the first of the year.
Even though the merger designed to create a new district with more than 300 students fell 7 votes short of passing, Hamburg and Farragut are continuing whole grade sharing. A recount of the votes is scheduled for Thursday. The Atlanta Community School District's Board of Education earlier this week approved the district's participation in a financial planning program, or FPP. Superintendent Mike Amstein said the action came after the board heard from FPP advisor Gary Sinclair.
Based on Gary's presentation, they felt like it would be beneficial for us in preparing budgets and doing budget scenarios for the upcoming year and being able to predict out up to 5 years with budget.
The board authorized the purchase of the full FPP package in the amount of $10,000, of which the district is responsible for $5,700. The cost, Amstein said, will likely be paid for through the capital projects because it is a non-instructional type of software. Amstein says the FPP will be greatly beneficial in determining the outcome of specific financial scenarios, especially with regard to the amount of money the district received from the state in the form of supplemental aid.
Right now, we don't have an idea of what state supplemental aid will be. So it allows us to project whether it's 0%, 2%, 4%. It allows us to go ahead and put in those scenarios, and based on that, we can determine what we need to do as far as projecting tax rate. It also allows us to take a look at enrollment figures. It allows us to take a look at moving staff around or decreasing staff. And also other costs that we may have in place.
Last year, school districts were forced to try and determine their budgets for the upcoming year without having known for certain the amount of supplemental aid they would be receiving because the legislature took so long in reaching a decision on the matter.
Instead of being, you know, in a position where you have to sit on your hands a little bit, we can be a little bit more proactive and take a look at the different scenarios that might come into play, so we're not having to wait for the last minute to go ahead and start punching in the numbers.
In other business, the Board of Education Monday discussed the possibility of hosting a legislative meeting for local legislators to come and visit with Atlantic School Board members, as well as those in Griswold and Cam here in Atlantic. The details are still being worked out, but the tentative plan is for the week of January 5th. Additional information will be released once all the facets of the meeting are hammered out. And a Southern Iowa teenager has died of brain cancer a day after receiving her high school diploma early in a special ceremony. 18-year-old Bethany Gruch died Monday at her Lamoni home, surrounded by family. She'd been fighting brain cancer for more than 2 years. Lamoni High School held a graduation ceremony for Gruch on Sunday, and about 300 people watched as her older sister accepted the diploma on her behalf. Gruch stayed at home because she wasn't feeling well. Gruch had laser surgery in May to remove her regrown tumors. Her family hoped she could graduate in the spring and see her sister get married next summer. But in early November, doctors found new tumors during a routine MRI. In our funeral announcements, Ruth Oler, age 90, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Ruth Oler will be today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kevin Steffes, age 44, of rural Templeton, died Saturday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. A massive Christian burial service for Kevin Steffes will be today at 10:30 at Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. The Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Robert Adams Montgomery, age 72, of Marshalltown, died December 5th at the Iowa Veterans Home. Funeral services for Robert Montgomery will be today at 1 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Naomi Best, age 89, of Brayton, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Naomi Best will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Home at Exira has arrangements. Jeanette Clemens, age 78, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Services for Jeanette Clemens will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. LeJune Johansson, age 79, of Audubon, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for LeJune Johansson will be held Thursday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is handling the arrangements with the assistance of the Hockenberry England Funeral Home in Audubon. Marie Monahan, age 101, of Erling, died Sunday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for Marie Monahan will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Randall Musich, age 61, of Harlan, died Monday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Randall Musich will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Merlin John Norton, age 72, of Atlantic, died November 28th in Omaha. Services for John Norton will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Anne-Marie Nielsen, age 78, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Marie Nielsen will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.